If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with Destiny.
Greetings in the divine love and light of the One Divine Spirit. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs. This evening our seminar topic is, We Are Galactic Visionaries of the Future. So let's take a deep breath and call yourself forward, integrating yourself with your spirit, soul, mind, and into the physical body. And ask that whatever no longer serves your highest good as we enter into this beautiful new cycle of energy, that it be lifted and dissolved through grace. Ask that whatever could be quickened and brought into clearer vision for you be brought forward this evening. Align with the Master and the Ashram, who you represent into time and space. Call forward the lineages of spirit that have accompanied you in your incarnation here. The various spiritual alliances in which you take your place in service in this and a myriad of dimensional placements and functions. Take another deep breath and allow yourself to awaken and quicken your dormant knowing, your latent abilities. You must call them forward by stretching yourself beyond the ordinariness of your daily life. We need to expand beyond, as one of the masters would say, our daily gruel. We have to be larger than what we're going to have for dinner, or our plans for the weekend, or the television program we want to watch tonight. These things are not sufficient for you to occupy your time with completely and solely. These have to be factored into those things that we do automatically, and washing your face and putting on your clothes and so forth. We're talking about facilitating and implementing something so glorious for humanity that the average person on the street has no idea that's taking place, nor should they be bothered with the details. The job for the planetary bearers of light, the consciousness that is conscious and aware, that would be the initiated one, the job of those is to bring forward this new template, to embody it fully, and to be so conspicuous in its embodiment that the watching world can get the idea and to fall in stride wherever it can. Today we're celebrating the 12-12-12, which serves as a powerful boost of acceleration into the new paradigm of unification we are now entering. Today, there are global celebrations and meditations focused upon the power of joining our collective visions for the future. How aware are you of the vision that you are carrying? What is the vision that you are carrying for the future? Do you know that as souls we are implementing the manifestation of the divine vision and plan upon earth? That we are the functionaries that step down that plan into manifestation. Conscious bearers of light are the only means through which the divine plan becomes implemented. Now granted, this is a plan that has been in motion and in the preparatory stages for 18.5 million years. That was when consciousness was first sparked in the upright hominids on planet Earth by the Lords of the Flame who came from Venus. That would be Sanat Kumara, Sananda Kumara, and Sanaka Kumara, primarily. And they came in to anchor the three aspects that we call spirit, soul, and manifestation. They came to be the quintessential embodiment of those qualities that are now working their way out into manifestation, into what we're going to call the seventh golden age. And we have been the functionaries from time to time and age to age that have gone forth from this planet and sometimes coming in from other planetary star nations to implement this plan at various stages. Those of us here are probably and very likely the ones that came in 26,000 years ago, because this is the time when we are bringing to fruition this particular 26,000-year cycle and inaugurating and birthing a new one this December 21st, 2012. So chances are, if you open the store, you're going to have to stick around and close the store, so to speak. So that's what we're here doing right now. So bear in mind, you have brought to this incarnation tremendous abilities and endeavors and work that you have been implementing and working towards for many, many incarnations. Overall, there's a plan. And the plan is the outworking of three manifestations of spirit, soul, and manifestation. The objective of the spirit is the synthesis of life. The objective for the soul, or the collective sonship, is the unity of consciousness. And the plan and focus of the Holy Spirit, which is the body of manifestation, is the integration of form with those levels of consciousness that we would call spirit and soul. So whose plan are we working out here? Well, we on Earth are working out the plan of the planetary logos, Sanat Kumara, or as he's called in the Bible, the Ancient of Days. He uses this entire Earth as his, her body of manifestation, because they're actually non-gender beings. They're function-defined beings, so that's why we would call them he, because it implies a proactive function. Then, Sanat Kumara is working out the plan of a solar logos, who takes as his body of manifestation this local solar system. And then you have the human kingdom of nature, the collective group of human beings, and we have the job of integrating and facilitating that part of us that is one with the solar logos, which is called the solar angel, or the spirit, or monad, working out the plan of Sana Kumara and the sonship, which has to do with integrating the soul, or the consciousness aspect, and importing that through the physical body in the manifestation we call the Holy Spirit, or the spirit of holiness and wholeness. And that, in a very abbreviated nutshell, is the divine plan that has been and is being implemented on this planet for at least 18 million years ago, when Sanat Kumara first entered our system and took his position as the Logos of the Earth. When the Lords of the Flame came in to spark individualized consciousness in the humanoids on the planet, that was 18.5 million years ago. So all of the process that we've been involved with has been bringing to culmination this cycle in repeated cycles. There's 26,000-year cycles and 12,000-year cycles and 2,000-year cycles. So there are cycles within cycles. But suffice it to say, we're at the close of a major Manvantara, which is a 26,000-year cycle, when a new energy comes online. Now, everything that has been planned very carefully by millions of divine agencies, which would be masters of various orders, angels of various orders, devic lives of various orders, elemental spirits of various orders, and the human being itself, has been working towards this time. And everything is flowing perfectly. In fact, better than could it even been imagined. Everything is on target. We see and foresee only that which is going to be a gradual transition into this new level. We do not foresee any mass destruction. Know that only people who have not yet come into conscious integration with their higher selves and are therefore driven by the negative lower mind or false self or ego, only these people are the ones that are getting involved in spreading these doom and gloom and destruction stories. I hope you haven't bought into that and gotten involved and entrained in those kind of thought patterns. I hope you have used your higher discernment to know that God is a God of life and never of destruction. There's actually no such thing as destruction. There is only the changing of energy and manifestation. So only the ego makes up scenarios of negativity and destruction and fear. So you can just ignore all of that and go in and listen to your own inner knowing. It will very clearly reveal to you the truth in a matter or the falsehood. You will receive a witness of energy in some form that lets you know when this truth is something that you resonate with or it goes clunk on some level. So you don't need to run like a, what's his name, Chicken Little, screaming, the sky is falling. No sky is falling. All is well. In fact, Commander Ashtar told me recently that the shift had already occurred. It had occurred in a level in which you would not register it in your conscious daily mind. Why is that? So that you wouldn't be bothered unnecessarily with things that you're not equipped necessarily to handle and process. You've got to know that this is a loving, caring, very compassionate universe that we live in that is always working all things together for the highest good of all beings. You've got to know that so that you don't fall prey to fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. So you can just know that instead of getting involved in all of these things that cause you to be distracted from holding the resonance of love, which actually is your boarding pass, to holding a vibration that can pass unscathed into this next dimension. It's a vibration of awareness that qualifies you to move into a higher love-based reality. So that's why the most important thing in the world for everyone to do is to get centered in your heart. Open your heart. Get centered in there. Get connected to your soul or your monad, your spirit, and stay there. Stay connected. Do whatever you need to do every day to stay connected, to stay consciously aware that you are a divine incarnation in whom the Spirit of the Living God dwells and bridges all of your personal inadequacies through to perfection. You cannot possibly fail. So we're undergoing an evolution of consciousness for this past 18 million years that involves a plan that's being fulfilled upon Earth for all five kingdoms of nature. There's the mineral kingdom, which evolves then into the plant kingdom, which evolves then into the David kingdom, which evolves then into the animal kingdom, which evolves then into the human kingdom, which evolves then into the angelic or divine levels of soul and monad, which evolves then into the greater planetary and systemic and solar lives, and on and on and on. So the manifestation of consciousness and its appearance in a myriad of forms is open-ended and eternal, forever, ongoing, ever-expanding life, and that more abundant. So this evolutionary process proceeds within cycles that operate under the law of rebirth and cause and effect, or re-embodiment or reincarnation, and karma. And every 26,000 years, or Manvantara, there's a major shift to a new level of focus, a quantum leap, but that too is a gradual process in terms of actual time. So only advanced initiates and masters are qualified to consciously wield planetary energy safely and effectively. Others most effectively can begin to consciously direct their personal energies. This is where you're focusing on disciplining the mind and the emotions and integrating more of the soul's awareness and consciousness into your human personality. But you will know where you are meant to work because that will be where you're currently focused, be it on a personal level or a global level of focus. Each person is focused where they are because that's where they are in consciousness. So neophytes, beginners on the spiritual path, are generally very self-focused. They're involved with clearing personal issues, overcoming personal challenges, and integrating their personality and human potential levels, and developing as an individual. Disciples are beginning to focus more upon self-discipline that comes through spiritual meditative and other spiritual practices. They are learning to consciously direct and be responsible for their emotions and their thoughts and to align themselves with their higher principles of higher self, soul, and spirit. So they're involved with soul infusion and integration. Within the because all are disciples, all of us are disciples, the initiates would be the more evolved or developed disciples, let's say, are focused in fulfilling their portion of the divine plan And this involves maintaining conscious spiritual levels of realization, monadic states of beingness, or we could say self-realization or God-realization. But know that we are all like cells in the body of God. We are all points of light within a greater light. We are all strands of loving energy interwoven within the loving DNA of God. We are all sparks of sacrificial fire focused within the fiery will of God. We are every one of us sources of strength, enabling our fellow brothers and sisters to stand with greater confidence. We are every one of us embodiments of light that shine upon the way, helping others to see their way through the labyrinth of confusion and darkness that the lower densities present. We're all of these things, and we are also those who know the heart and will of God. And regardless, we turn and give of our life stream in selfless service to be here in helping those that are coming up the ranks behind us. So we're always the worker on the level in which we have attained some degree of proficiency. We're always reaching up into the next level that is our next progression. And we're always reaching down to help that one that is coming behind us up the mountain of initiation. And that's really an ongoing process, because whether you're a solar logos or what you may be, there's always a progression and a next step for you. Everyone has their upline. Everyone has the master that is more masterful in that chain of progression that they look to as the guiding light. So that is something that is an ongoing thing for us. And basically, you know, sometimes people ask, well, what is the plan? Well, the plan overall is the thought form of a given planetary logos or solar logos at any given period of time. Right now, we're focused upon our solar logos, who is undergoing a cosmic initiation, and our planetary logos is also undergoing an initiation, and humanity is the kingdom of nature, who is also undergoing an initiation. And each is moving through the equivalency of what would be the emotional plane, which accounts for why there's so much emotion, energy and motion, that's flowing hither and thither and everywhere. Everyone is processing and learning to direct the emotion of emotion in a positive way, whether it's a human being or the planetary logos or even the solar logos. We're all going through the equivalency of mastering the emotional body. So in certain aspects, you see, we're all working on different levels of the same thing. Now, who is the planetary logos for Earth? Again, we said it's Sanat Kumara, or the Ancient of Days. Now, Sanat Kumara cannot take physical embodiment. His vibrations are too high to densify fully into the physical. He can only manifest as far as the astral plane. So there's always someone who has to step in and manifest on his behalf in the physical. The person who is the physical stand-in or the regent on the behalf of Sanat Kumara, or God the Father, is Satya Sai Baba. So, in a sense, that is why people look to him as God, because in a sense, he is the embodiment of what we would call God in time and space for this cycle. And again, he's manifesting in a triplicity of bodies. He came as Shirdi Sai Baba, Satya Sai Baba, and now he's come as Prema Sai Baba, which again is the manifestation of completion of three different aspects of creation that involve three different universes. So it's a very big plan that is working out through each one of us, and we all have a role to play. Now, Sanat Kumara is the one that Jesus called Father, or Abba, when he was upon earth. And when he returned to, quote, quote, heaven, to sit at the right hand of the Father, this actually describes his current administrative function as Jesus the Christ, or Sananda Kumara, as he is known at that level. So you see his manifestation now. Then you have the embodiment of Sanaka Kumara, which is the spiritual promise that humanity is to fulfill as the very temple and vehicle for the manifestation of the third person of the Trinity, or Holy Spirit. And that is going to manifest on earth as unity in diversity. Now you see the energy of 12, 12, 12, and also the energy coming into the new cycle of 12, 21, 2012. So unity in diversity. This is where we begin to see a synthesis that honors and respects the diversity and can come into cooperative endeavor amidst that diversity. Now humans feel, when they're in their lower selves, threatened by difference and diversity. But when they are more integrated with their soul, which is unification or the unified field, when they're more integrated with that level, they won't have that same kind of a mindset. That's why those of us that are soul-infused and integrated with a higher soul principle, that's why we are the galactic visionaries and vision carriers and bearers of light. You can't bear a light until you have become the light. And you can't become the light unless you let that little miserable ego take a hike. Let it dissolve in your illumined mind, in your compassion. Because it is a fearful thought form that you only made up. But it's no longer serving any of you. It's time to let it go. Then, when that unified field of Christ consciousness dawns within your awareness, suddenly you begin to appreciate the difference and the diversity that this wonderful planet holds. I so often said that it's unique in the fact that it's like a United Star Nations, this planet Earth. You know, it has all of these different seed programs and galactic emissaries that have incarnated and started different programs on the Earth. There are many. You know, sometimes people say we come from the Anunnaki or the Sumerians. Beloveds, that was only one tiny little seed program. Yes, the Anunnaki at one point came in and they started the Sumerian Babylonian period, and they did have ideas of creating a slave race that would mine the gold in Africa. But that was only one program. The Divine Sons of Light came from Venus 18.5 million years ago, far earlier than the Anunnaki. And they sparked divine consciousness and the ability for man to eventually know himself as one with God. That was what was started 18.5 million years ago by Sananda Kumara, Sanaka Kumara, and Sanat Kumara. So I would have to say the avatar lineage of Mahavishnu, of which Sai Baba is the last and most recent, or 10th incarnation. So, you know, it's a big plan that's been in process for a very, very long time. And I would have to say this, that if you ever sit in council with the masters, you will see unity and diversity exemplified. They will sit on a big oval table, and each one holds a different, oh my heavens, a different star lineage, a different personality, a different mindset, a different cultural valence. They come in all different races and colors and beliefs and creeds and valences that define their individuality. But within it, there is an honoring of each one to have their equal stay and their equal input when it comes to combining visions and foreseeing the best way to implement the next stage of the divine plan, which is what they do. They wield and direct energy where there is an appropriate timing and opening that presents in the fabric of time and space. So they work within a great solemnity. They're solemn, but not out of a sadness, but they have a reverence for Akasha, or a reverence for the sanctity of light and sound as embodied in space and creation. So they move with reverence and care. They take care of where and how they utilize the wherewithal of creation, honoring and respecting all life forms, which they see indwelling all things, whether they're animate or inanimate. They see everything is pervaded by the one divine life. They also have an acute awareness of timing within each cycle of manifestation. And they also work to find that precise harmonic resonance to maintain in any given period or cycle of time. These are all things that you're being taught upon the inner planes in your work with your masters within your various inner plane ashrams that you are all in continual training. At all the time, you're never not in training. You go out of your body at night when you seem to sleep and you're trained, and then you come back in your body and you practice what you learned on the inner planes. No, you don't come back with a script, and seldom do you remember exactly the details. It has to show up through your intuition. Your inner plane knowing shows up through intuition as you move through your daily life. That's why you need to get connected and stay connected. Otherwise, you're going to be in a level of consciousness that's clueless and just operating out of automatic mental reflexes. So when you operate from soul, you're operating through conscious awareness and not automatic conditioned thought patterns. So vision is the power driving force behind and impelling every manifestation. Now, vision is necessary to catalyze any movement in time and space. For example, our Merkaba ships of light are entirely controlled by focused thought and combined intention to accomplish a unified purpose. So that's where the mind meld is so perfect in the group of commanders that are responsible for our arrival at certain coordinates in time and space, which is a displacement of molecular energy. It's not actually a traveling. It's a movement of consciousness. But in this case, for example, moving a large Merkaba mothership, which is as large as sometimes a state, many, many miles, it takes a highly developed mind, to put it very mildly. I mean, imagine this. Commander Lord Ashtar literally holds and embodies the entire mission coordinates and coordination for his entire vast galactic fleet. He holds all of that within his focus of attention and intention. In other words, he's the vision carrier for millions and millions of personnel on Earth and in the galaxy, and millions of starships of various sizes. So that's a highly evolved being, wouldn't you say? And so the great galactic beings like Ashtar are far more advanced than the planetary beings that we have as members of the hierarchy, although some of the current members of the hierarchy did originally come from Venus and Neptune, Mercury, Mars, and other places in our immediate solar system, and some from Sirius and some from Orion, but primarily, gradually, with the evolution, new people are coming in to take their positions, and many of them have evolved upon Earth itself. So Earth has its own levels of masters that are coming online more and more. You know, there's been a great progression in the 18.5 million years that we've been working at this. So I hope this gives you a certain broader perspective of how magnificent this plan is that we're bringing to a new a level. We've worked hard for this. My heavens, we've worked. And some of the old-timers that started the, you know, the most recent cycle of the harmonic convergence, like Jose Aguiles and some of these great souls have left, and it's because their work was done. And as Jose Aguiles said, he felt he could do more work from the inner planes now than he could staying on Earth. And that was a shock, I suppose, for many of us, because we thought he would be around to celebrate this this date of December 21st, 2012, which he really served to bring to our attention with his books. But be that as it may, when you're finished, you leave. Unless, you know, you just particularly petition to stay on a little longer for some reason, and some of us do. I recently did. But, you know, when you're finished, you can get off the hook if you want. So vision is very, very important. And vision and interdimensional travel are one and the same. I just got through describing how we use our envisioning power to navigate our spaceships, or to shift, let's say, the time-space coordinates of our ships from one coordinate to another. And we literally leap atoms or leap molecules from one dimensional perspective to another. Likewise, when you do soul travel or soul transcendence, the only thing that moves is your awareness. For example, you may be sitting here and listening to me, but you may have just a moment ago put yourself up on the ship with Ashtar, as I was talking about our space command. That means that you're no longer here where you're sitting, but you immediately changed your point of view to be on that ship. Now, if you could make that point of view your total focus, 100%, you would have bilocated physically there. But because more of your attention is here than is there, you have that dual experience, or sometimes we feel like we're in both places at the same time, which is my normal state. Be that as it may, the secret of bilocation is simply to bring the fullness of your focus to wherever it is that you wish to be. And when it's 100%, you will have bilocated, including your physical body. That's one of the abilities that's coming online with this new dimensional shift. Levitation, bilocation, manifestation through thought, these are all coming online automatically as you need them, and as part of this new cycle that we're moving into. I'd like you to be excited about that. I'd like you to be very excited. Instead of storing beans and building shelters underground, I'd rather you'd focus more upon a planet that is bursting with fruit and vegetables and a moderate climate and houses and beautiful structures and beautiful cities, so that everybody has food and shelter and education and is busy, happily living life and thriving. I would prefer you to spend your time envisioning that, carrying that into the next dimension, than worrying about, you know, if Ashtar is going to beam you up or not. That's kind of silly, don't you think? Don't you think that's kind of silly thinking, to think that somebody has to come and rescue you from your own creation and your own self-elected school of consciousness? I mean, that's kind of like a Cinderella kind of fable, don't you think? Where the prince comes along, only in this case, it's the handsome commander comes along in the spaceship to swoop you off to the magic kingdom in the sky somewhere. I think it's time we get real and realize that we are functionaries of a big divine plan, and we are masters in training, and we are designed to become conscious cosmic co-workers with the Creator. And that's why we're here. This is a school for self-mastery. It's not a place to escape from. There's nothing to escape to. You will always find yourself wherever you go, because you only inherit your own level and frequency of consciousness. That comprises your world, whether you're here or you're in another dimension. Wherever you go, there you are. So back to vision and interdimensional travel. You move your spiritual inner awareness to another area of focus, and that is what is called soul transcendence. You move into the awareness of soul. That way you can ride above your emotions, above your mind condition, mind patterns, above the pain of your physical body. And you can live from a higher level that can be a witness to these levels but doesn't get sucked into and identified with it. And when you can maintain that, then you are self-realized and you are spiritually free. And that's your challenge. It's to get self-realized and free. And as long as you're focused on what you're not, you're going to keep inheriting the sameness of what you don't want. So the vision has to be there for something higher in order for you to move your inner awareness to that. So you mock up a reality until one day you find yourself moving into it through guided imagery, through inner imagination, through inner picturing and envisioning. You actually move your mind and your attention into those other levels that you would like to move into until one day they come alive all around you and it's not something you've imagined. And you go, oh my gosh, I wasn't envisioning that, and it's got a life of its own. Right, you're just awakened in soul. You're just awakened in another level of yourself. But sometimes you need to create that context to give your mind an excuse to shift its point of view, its perception, so that you can then ride that energy into a new viewpoint. That's how you move your inner awareness beyond bondage to these things of the world. You use the envisioning ability that you practice every day. Every day you are anticipating some future event, aren't you? You know, where your mind runs on ahead, imagining what it would be like, how it would feel, taste, appear, etc. Or you may be looking forward to getting married or having a baby or getting your degree in college or your ideal job. So you use these envisioning abilities all the time in daily life. So your training really is to begin to use them with more conscious awareness and more on purpose and with focused intent. So we have the 12-12-12 today, which comes to the date itself, comes to the numerical value of 3811. Which is the synthesis, and signifies a moving of unification and bridging, unification and bridging into greater light. 11 is always the illumination and innovation into a greater level of awareness. It's an action of Christ consciousness, which is symbolized by the 8. And the activity aspect or the moving aspect is symbolized by the 3. So it's a moving number of moving into greater light. And the numbers, the gematria of various numbers, tells exactly the energy that is behind that particular momentum. So again, we don't foresee any difficulties whatsoever with this upcoming December 21st, 2012. Don't see a thing that's going to be any problem for you at all. The old systems of the planet that have become obsolete are going to shift and change. New systems are going to be implemented. There will be changes in government and finance and the various avenues of expression on the planet. There will be changes in outlook and perception and awareness. And the Earth will have continual changes as it adjusts, because the Earth, just like your physical body, is the byproduct of your consciousness. Your consciousness, when it moves and shifts, also has repercussions in your physical body, which has to adjust to accommodate the new incoming energy, which has to flow through your chakra systems, which has to interact with your endocrine system, and that affects your organs and your health and how you feel. Same thing on the planet Earth. The Earth's kundalini is moving now to a new position. Whereas before it was anchored in the Himalayas and in Tibet, it is in the new cycle going to be anchored in Brazil and in Peru. So we have a new position of the kundalini. Whereas before we were having a more of a masculine energy on the planet, we're moving into the age of the Shekinah, the divine feminine, the goddess energy. So it will be a mother energy of greater spiritual sensitivity, empathy, and attunement that we're moving into. But all of these things cause, as the kundalini moves, even in your own body, your body sometimes jerks. It sometimes has places where it feels hot or cold, or it trembles, or it has various repercussions that happen as your kundalini moves and as your consciousness goes to different levels. Same thing with Mother Earth. She has those jolts, which look like earthquakes. She has these heat flashes, which looks like erratic weather and erratic things that happen in the oceans and global warming and the various things that are happening. So as above, so below. As within, so without. Understand this is all natural. This is all a natural, normal, beautiful unfoldment in which we are so privileged to play a role. Now, bear in mind, anything that's not for your highest good is not going to be made, you're not going to be able to cognize or register consciously things that you're not prepared psychologically to process. That is why the veiling and things being done on the inner planes that affect you without your conscious registration, that's why that's implemented by the spiritual masters that guard and oversee this progress upon this planet. You are not alone. You are part of a huge, huge family of light, many, many, many beings from many worlds that are very, very delighted in participating and assisting the Earth with this dimensional shift that we're undergoing. And the return, you know, to a seventh golden age, it's a time to celebrate. Then the Earth will be admitted into the United Family of Peaceful Worlds, United and Peaceful Worlds, and we'll be able to travel and visit our brothers and sisters on other dimensions that have life in the planets within our solar system. Gosh, some of you that are in very young bodies, you may actually live to see that happen in your lifetime. It's amazing. So, you're all going through levels of initiation, but be aware that initiation is not attained through outer ritual, but by being able to maintain a consistent state of consciousness at a new level. So, maintaining a consistent state of consciousness involves a process of repeated attempts during which one keeps remembering into that state. And of course, you lose it and fall out of it from time to time. That's normal and natural, but you keep moving back into that higher frequency. You keep choosing back into that higher perspective, and eventually you succeed. And when you have succeeded and have held that constant for about a year, you can say that the initiation is completed and you are now established at that new level of consciousness. And that is what initiation is. So it's one thing to be given a vision, but it's another thing to move in and occupy fully and fully embody that higher state of consciousness. So as we move into this new cycle, we have been given visions of it all along. Now we're going to be moving into it, which means we're going to be learning how to operate in a whole new frequency, and we're going to, you know, help each other to do that because it's new. Didn't come with any, directions. So everything is new. In fact, speaking of directions, I want to tell you that most of the prophecies of the thousands of years ago have been fulfilled. They've actually been fulfilled. And those that were still hanging out there have either been transcended or bypassed with something that has come in through grace. So that many, many of the old prophets, that's why those prophecies aren't coming to pass. Or people who are tuning in to the past timeline prophecies, and we're actually in a different line now. We've advanced into future present Earth. So we're no longer in past Earth, but we're in future present Earth. And that's why many of us have come back in time from the future. We're allowed to do that. Because of the Earth's advancement. So that happened largely because of the presence of Satya Sai Baba on Earth and the the power that he carries as a direct regent of God, or Sanat Kumara, and because it was allowed to be implemented through the many, many people who are spiritually awakened and awakening, and were holding and resonating with that vision that he brought forward and is bringing forward. But as he manifests now as Prema Sai Baba, we will move into an age and a time on the planet in which he says there will not be a single trace of evil. All crime, all evil, all darkness and negativity will not be in this new era with Prema Sai Baba. Prema means love. So when Sai Baba manifests, and he's manifesting as Shekinah, as the divine Holy Spirit, Shekinah, which is the feminine Shakti principle, although he will be in a male body, the energy of function through him will be that of the divine Shakti, or the Shekinah, and it will be the energy of pure divine love. So in this manifestation, he will have already moved into, we will have already moved in with him to this higher dimensional version of the earth, because that inaugurating that and establishing a firm foundation for that was the mission of Satya Sai Baba, and that was completed. So now the next thing is to enjoy this new beautiful version of the earth with Prema Sai Baba, and this is a marvelous thing. The return of the Christ is not in the singular so much now as it's in the collective, although there will always be a Christ manifestation in the physical. I believe that that is also a manifestation now of a collective Messiah, collective Christ, even though the master that we called Christ is currently upon the earth. There are many, as I have said before or alluded to, many levels of manifestation of the energy of the unified field or the Christ consciousness that, or the love wisdom principle that is manifesting on the earth. But we are also a part of that, those of us that are infusing our personalities with the qualities of the soul, the solar angel. We are manifesting that sonship or that Christ principle as that higher consciousness of living love. And so there is always the macrocosm and the manifestation, and the microcosm and the manifestation. And we are all part of that process of the returning Christ. So I hope this clears up some of the many questions that people have been asking lately. All is well. We don't foresee any difficulties. No wipeout devastations. No need to store your beans and run for the hills or bury yourself in the ground. None of that. All is well. The massive amounts of craft that are hovering just out of your visual spectrum right now has the earth completely covered within every strategic point within your grid. The poles are being monitored. The grid coordinates are being monitored. Everything, if you could see, well, you can see, for example, in Dubai, some of those magnificent structures that have been created through architecture and very advanced architecture, and how carefully they were designed and constructed. If you could envision how well that was done on a human level, with human labor, and then import that vision to vast galactic intelligences that are administrating and governing the movement of cycles that involve planetary bodies and entire civilizations endemic to that particular orb. And you then know that there is a master architect, and technological assistance on many levels that transcend the human levels of awareness and understanding. But suffice it to say, you're never alone. You are never without help. There are myriads of beings that love and cherish you and this planet, that love and cherish Bhumatha, which is another name for Devi, or Gaia, the divine being that is the manifestation of the material world. And the manifestation of the material world, or Mother Nature, is an embodiment of a being as well. Her soul is Sanat Kumara, but her manifestation is her physical body, the earth. And that is loved and cherished. And her monad would be the solar logos. So you see, she has a spirit, a solar logos. She has a soul, which would be the Sanat Kumara, planetary logos. And she has a body of manifestation, the physical, material nature. So everything is triplicity. Everything that you see in creation is a triplicity of manifestation. Just as we are spirit, soul, body, so we have the various levels of life that also represent spirit, soul, and manifestation at the cosmic and the galactic and the universal and the logoic and the Adonaic and all of those levels that go on into infinity. So we've all been called here by the Master Vision Carrier, who would be Satya Sai Baba, and he called us to come in as his co-workers in launching and implementing this current golden age. We're here by divine invitation and appointment, and we belong here, and we are meant to be here at this time. And we're skilled technicians and skilled spiritual light bearers, and that's why we're here, and that's our work. To be the living love on planet Earth. Be the living love, be the living light, and embody the living word. And you will be in manifestation that God consciousness in mirrored image into the Earth. So know that emotion is the energy in motion that is impelling you to pursue that passion that wells up in your innermost being as your vision. Get in contact with that. That thing which gets you out of bed in the morning and fires your jets and makes you excited about life. Live it full on. Live large on this small planet and allow this beautiful, beautiful age to graciously settle around your life, your mind, your heart, until you find you're walking in heaven. And heaven is just right where you are. You simply opened your eyes and shifted your awareness to a slightly different vibration. And there you are, in heaven now. And you didn't have to lose your body to be in heaven. And that's the whole point now, is that you don't have to go anywhere to inherit the kingdom of God in heaven right now. So let's take a deep breath and chant Anahi with deep love, because this is the vibrational sound current of the unified field of the one loving heart. Deep breath. Anahi. We send forth our united vision of a world that comes together, honoring diversity and celebrating that diversity while we move together as a unified field of loving intention and goodwill as we co-create and co-build together a wonderful world of plenty and beatitude for all. May the light and the love and the peace of the one divine spirit fill every heart and mind. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Adonai.